Yo, what's up? It's your man Mo Morris, One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. It's your man Mo Morris, One Man Army. What's up? It's your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? It's your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? And if you ask me how I do, I'ma tell you I'm winning just like you. If you ask me how I do, I tell you I'm winning just like you. And if you ask me how I do, I tell you I'm winning just like you, because we winning, family. You know, I hit this sister with that this today on the elevator. She laughed and said, thank you. I said, you welcome, sister. You damn right. She said, thank you, because she took in what I said to her. She said, how you doing today? I said, I'm winning just like you. She giggled and laughed and said, thank you. You know why that sister said thank you? Older sister, old enough to be my grandmother. You know why she said thank you? She said thank you because she realized I was blessing her. I was telling her, I'm winning, sister, and you winning, family. We winning. That's a we statement. You understand? Black sister, you damn right. Man, when I see black people, I'm trying to give them some energy, family. I don't know about everybody else in the room. You know what I'm saying? I ain't always looking in sister's shirt, down her pants and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm around the game trying to get energy. I'm trying to give you some of this spirit. You understand what I'm saying, man? You know, I'm out here passing out the victory tag. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm passing out goodie bags. Man, we winning. We winning, family. We winning. We winning. Oh, Big Mo, what you talking about? Ain't nobody winning, man. You look what's going on in the street, man. It's crazy out here. Man, I hear you, family. I hear you, family. I hear you, family. But see, when I'm talking to you, family, I'm talking from my heaven. Whew. I'm talking from my heaven. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when you begin to study, you understand. When you start studying the sciences, you understand. They start talking to you. And I don't mean literally talking to you. I'm talking about you start opening up and understanding. Man, they talking about your heaven. Your heaven is your mind. And man, it makes sense, don't it? When you start thinking about heaven, because heaven was taught to me like it was limitless. It was gold in the street and everything was a mansion. And I was like, I remember one day I was riding home from church and I asked my mom, I said, Mom, it's mansions in heaven? That didn't even make sense to me as a child, that there are mansions in heaven. That's how you know that's written by man. Think about that. That's how you know that comes from a man. That comes from a man because a man is thinking, when you're trying to sell something to somebody, you're trying to be like, man, this is heaven. Man, you're going to think about the best things that you could come up with. Mansions in heaven? Like, if I saw a mansion in heaven, I'd be like, oh, that's a mansion. You'll get a little cheeked up. Like, when you first, you'll be like, ooh, it's a mansion in heaven. What if you had a mansion like that, but you had, okay, it's a mansion, but you had something like that. You got an Airbnb like that for July 4th one time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, a mansion, I mean, when you live good and you going out here, get it, man, you reward yourself. I know, man, these brothers and sisters that's listening, that's out here going to get it. Everybody had a lavish Airbnb. Everybody had a good hotel stay once or twice in their life. Praise God. You understand what I'm talking about? But a mansion ain't about to just, you know, oh God, a mansion. That's how you know that's written by man. You understand what I'm saying? But your heaven is your mind, man. Because your mind is without limits. Your mind is without limits. Man, our minds are without limits, G. Think about how much higher you could probably go in your mind, G. Think about where you at. They say we use like 10% of our mind, our brain. What does that mean? What does only using 10% of your brain mean? Is there some way you can jump into your brain? You know, but I'd have no problem getting into my brain, y'all. But if I got to look like the... Okay, I don't even want to go to that. That might go wrong. But, you know, let me just say this. I don't want to wear no turban on my head to be able to plug into my brain, G. I'm sorry. I don't want to wear night gear all day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I want to do something a little bit different. I want to dress a certain way in life, you know. Call me materialistic. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm a black man in America. I got to look good when I'm in public. You know, I don't want to fit the description. You understand? You know? You know, it's kind of hard to fit the description at my size, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Brothers big and burly out here doing dirt too. You know, Jesus, you know, help me. So, you know, I mean, man, I got to look a certain way. You know, Mo Morris with the turban on his head, I don't know how that's going to go. You know, that might be a confusing moment for the officer and me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be wondering how he approaching me with the turban on. He's going to be wondering why I got the turban on. That's next level, man. I don't know. So I just keep me a good shirt and tie on, you know, have my hard bottom on it. Praise God. But in your heaven, you can go anywhere in your head, man. You know, in your heaven, you know, brothers and sisters, we got to plug more into ourselves, man. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to start having a good time. You know, my mother was a mail handler. You understand me? You know, she was married to a brother by the name of Eugene. Eugene was my man. You know what I'm saying? And man, we lived on the third floor. You understand me? And, you know, after a long day, Eugene, my pops, man, he would come to the crib, man. And he would just listen to music. You know, he would watch sports, but he would mostly just listen to music and just chill out, man, and relax, you know. And it was, music is soothing. You know, and he would play all type of music. You know, it wasn't just jazz or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? He would play that Rick James. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about before we even know who Dave Chappelle was, we knew who Rick James was. Right on. You know, I'm talking about that young Michael Jackson, PYT, pretty young thing, you know. I used to like how that music, you know, that was a, you know, Mike made some moving music. You understand? You know, it's hard to stand still when Michael Jackson was going, especially for the shorties. You know what I'm saying? And man, you know, he wasn't concerned about living in the inner city of Chicago. That man had whatever he want, whatever he wanted to buy, he can get. You know what I'm saying? But that was his heaven, playing that music, chilling at home with his family. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to find our heaven. You know what I'm saying? And your heaven shouldn't cause hell for somebody else, though. You know, let's get on that microphone. You know what I'm saying? You know, your heaven might be a six pack, but it might be the hell that come out of the dude that after they drink that six pack, you know, for the hell for everybody else in the house. You know what I'm saying? Because you start getting loud and start choking mugs and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Smacking the wall, you know, putting your foot on people. You know what I mean? Then what? You know, your heaven shouldn't create hell for anybody, family. We don't got a right to do that. Like, man, if you're going to get lushy, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to get pushy when you drunk, you know what I'm saying? You might need to, you know, separate yourself. You know, tell your girl and the kid you need to go to your mama house. You know what I'm saying? I might need to roar. You know what I'm saying? But you're being honest. You know, that's what you need for heaven. You don't need to be in public drunk like that. But, but you don't need to drink every night, though. And then you need to go talk to somebody, too. You know, if you sharing space with somebody, man, your heaven can't create hell for them. You know, when it comes to your family, man, your heaven can't create hell for them. You know, it's tough out here, man. It is. But at the same time, you got to find your heaven in this place. Everybody should be able to go to their heaven. Everybody. You know, it's like growing up in church. And when I say growing up in church, you know, I was running around on the pews with hard bottom baby shoes on. You understand what I'm talking about? Man, so growing up in church, man, they make heaven like a place you can't wait to get to. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, boy, whew, one day. You know, it's like you got to die to get to heaven. What part of the game is that? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, it's like, man, you know, damn. I mean, I'm in America, right? You know, and you can go anywhere you want to on this planet right now. You have the ability. You, family, you have the ability to go wherever you want to go on this planet. You might not can get up today and go, you know what I'm saying? You might not be that. Your pockets might not be that big, but you can plan and save and go. It might take you 2 years to get there. But before you know it, you'll be touching the pyramids. All because you saw the pyramids in the magazine 2 years ago and you wondered what it was like to be able to go there. That can happen, can't it? And that can happen because of your heaven. You understand what I'm saying? You know, black people, you know, I mean, you know, hey, man, you know, we got to get, you know, I mean, you know, we got to quit letting people paint our picture for us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, heaven was presented to me growing up in church, and I'm not smashing the church. I wouldn't dare disrespect the church. You know, now, if the church disrespects itself, hey, praise God. But I'm not about to be on the mic and talking about this and talking about that. But I will say we have to stop allowing somebody else to paint our picture for us, though. Hey, pick your own paintbrush up. Be a designer. You know, when it comes to your life, you have the ability to be any type of profession you want to be. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to your life, I mean, you can study things and things like that. But like in your life, dude, sister, brother, sister, what you're going to understand is you're going to have to be a therapist. I mean, sometimes, man, I talk to myself, praise God. I journal. Because, man, you try to talk to people, you know, what if you got a beef with the person you talk to the most? What if you and your best friend ain't talking? What if you and your best friend not talking? What if you and your best friend, you ever fell out with your best friend? That's a tough fight, boy. Whew. I'm talking about the longer you known them, the harder it is. You know, it don't even feel right when you fall out with your best friend. You know, your significant other, you'd be like, man, that hurts too, though. But I'm talking about your best friend. I'm talking about your best friend is who you go talk to about your significant other. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sick. You miss them and stuff. You miss them, especially when you don't better be a friend you talk to multiple times. Oh my God. You're gonna have so many holes in your day, it ain't gonna be funny. You might get some work done, but you're gonna be missing them. Because you got your inside jokes. Hey girl, what's up, my nigga? You know, that's how you answer the phone. That's how you answer the phone when your best friend called. What's up, girl? What up, my nigga? Man, you going to the game tonight? You know it. My crib, your crib. Mine, nigga. We was at your crib last time. A girl, look, what you doing Saturday? Girl, let's go get our nails done. I need to talk to you. What's up? I want to talk to her face to face. I got, you know, girl, I got, whew, I need some foot therapy. I heard that, girl. Then we go shopping after that. I'm good. But we might as well finish it up with dinner. Great. All right, so we'll get together about 2 o'clock. Bam. I mean, I'm talking about friendships. Best friend. That ain't a place you want to be. We don't want to be no place falling out because that'll disturb our heaven. You understand? But then if that do go down, you got to find a place to go. But you know, brothers and sisters, we got to get to a place inside of ourselves where we might not be walking on streets of gold. You know what I'm saying? Because gold, you know, the image of streets of gold, that makes you believe that gold is valuable. So valuable that it's your street. Like, man, this world is so outstanding that our streets are made of gold. Once again, that's so egotistical, isn't it? You know, do I want streets of gold or do I want beautiful mountain views when I walk? I would think that's more heaven. I love sunsets. Some people love sunrises. I was in Cancun this past summer for our 30th anniversary. What up, CVS? What up, Chicago? And I saw the sunrise in Cancun, G. It was crazy. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch the sun rise on me. But you want to see something, watch the sun set, homie. But I've got to bear witness to beautiful on both ends, homie. I've gotten to see the sun set in Cali. I've gotten to see the sun set in Florida. I've gotten to see the sun set in Chicago. I've gotten to see the sun set in Vegas. Rise and set in Cancun. I mean, man, that's heavenly to me. That's more heavenly to me. That's more heavenly to me than streets of gold. I got gold on my neck. Once again, it's not impressive to me. Like to me, I'm talking about to me. And I sit back and I'm looking at it like, yo, that's egotistical. That's shiny. Big mansion, streets of gold. That's shiny. That's not natural. You know what I'm saying? That's not what heaven is to me. Like, what is heaven is to you? You know what I'm saying? So like, in your life, man, you got to be your therapist. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you got to find out what beauty is to you. You know what I'm saying? What is beauty to you? What is beauty to you? Not what they tell you. Like, I got daughters. So it's like, I try to talk to my seeds about beauty. Like, I tell my daughters they're beautiful. Straight up and down. And it ain't like it's a gimmick. You know, I also talk to them like, man, we can look better, woo-wop the bam. But they are beautiful. You know? My youngest daughter looks at me. You know what I'm saying? And I let her know she's beautiful. You know, you're gorgeous. And this is why you're gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? And I help her understand you're a teenager, kid. You're still growing. But I see what, it's like what you're beautiful now, but your beauty is just going to develop. You know, what is your beauty, man? Your beauty need to be understanding who and what you are, family. Man, you beautiful, man, because you here. You know, God ain't made nothing ugly. He just made everything different. And if you dress your style up and you got your spirit right and you just rocking on, man, the hell with the, man, I don't know if you ever seen the movie Shallow Hal. Shallow Hal was a movie about a dude who was a, you know, he was just a guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was in his 20s dating. And he had a curse. He had a curse put on him where he would see the beauty of the girl on the inside. So he met this young lady, this female. And, of course, he was still looking at her with the spell put on him. So he saw this fine young lady. But in reality, she was obese, but she had a beautiful spirit. So then, you know, his homies was like, oh my God, I mean, he was all over her. Like she was the beautiful spirit on the outside, but she was really, you know, mother love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And his homies was like, what's up, man? What's going on? You know, it's like the inside of you, family, the inside of you got to be beautiful, family, for you. For you, family, for you. You know, I stopped dressing to impress a long time ago. I dress how I want to look. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm aware of where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to wear a pair of basketball shorts to a gala. You know what I'm saying? You know, dear God, what's wrong with Mo? You know what I'm saying? You know, sir, you know, delivery's in the back. You know what I'm saying? You know, what you mean? Here go my ticket. You know, sir, your attire is inappropriate. Man, whatever, these Jordans. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to work because that's not the proper place. But at the same time, I make sure I'm comfortable because I want to look good. Everybody look in the mirror before they leave. Everybody. You should if you don't, praise God. Because you want to look at yourself that last time before you go out. And you want to make sure you extra crispy, honey. Right? Brothers and sisters, we got to feel good about us. We got to have our heaven in order. Because we living in a real world, family. You know what I'm saying? We living in a real world that, you know, a lot of people walk outside of their door like they walking into hell. Why is that? Because you don't like your job. Family, if you don't like your job, put a plan together to get up out of that. We done all been there, man. I met a young man today, man. He got a degree in finance. He works at Enterprise. Good brother. Good young brother. 24 years old. A star in the making. I offered him a job. You know what I'm saying? If you get to Georgia, homie, I got you. You know what I'm saying? The type of young man, you know, he has a beautiful future. He has confidence. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to create it, man. Life is challenging. Imagine getting your degree in finance. You got to go to Enterprise and sell cars. But you look at it, right? It is. He can use his finance and understand the money side of it. He can be getting the customer service side of it. Instead of going to work with your lip poked out, man, you can go to work and woo-wop the bam and get to know people better and learn how to interact with people. Because in finances, you're going to be talking and dealing with people's money. And for you, for doggone sure, you're going to have some conversations with some people, right on? So it's like, you know, family, heaven. And your heaven, the more developed your heaven is, the better your life will be. Because we operate from, a lot of people behave a certain way and say Jesus gonna come get them because they want to go to heaven. So that mean they got their mind on heaven. So they understand what's gonna get them into heaven. So that's how they believe and that's how they behave, because their mansion gonna be bigger in heaven. The streets gonna shine of gold in heaven. So they get their behavior on earth. They get their behavior on earth in order so they can make it to heaven. But what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, when it comes to your heaven, we pull from our heaven. Just like those brothers and sisters, they pull from heaven to behave and maintain their discipline because they want to make it to heaven, right? But in our heaven, family, we building our future in our heaven, family. So that's how we pulling. What we doing is we pulling from our heaven to operate in the day, to surge ourselves through the day, to have a better attitude today, to be stronger today, to face our challenges better today, because we pulling from our heaven. And it's impacting our behavior because we want to make it to our heaven. And our heaven is what we build and design for our future. Hey, man, if you can get in line for mansions in heaven, you can see a mansion down here, G. Yo, if you getting in line and living in a certain discipline in a certain way for streets of gold, family, you can get gold chains and gold bracelets and gold anklets and gold grills right here, family. But what you can build and what you can get, your heaven, when you develop in your heaven was without limits, family. A mansion is a limit. Hell, if they even got castles in heaven, that's a limit. Because we've seen castles before. But no one is seeing what you can build and concoct in your mind, which will be in your heaven. See, I ain't got to go to nobody else's heaven. You know, and praise God, but I ain't got to go to the heaven, the so-called heaven God got for me. It's praise God. You know, because the Bible says no man living knows what happens after death. So if we don't know what's going to happen after death, then doggone it, let me build my heaven right here. And I ain't got to wait to die to get to my heaven, because I can live my heaven just like you, brothers and sisters. When we take the time to build and develop who and what we are to become, who do you want to be? Who I want to be is who I'm going to become. Who do you want to be? See, you gotta think about who you want to be before you become. You know, they add that come to it. Come, become. Come, that means you got to go to it. Become. Come. Come is a command. Come is permission. Come. Become. So you write down, you think about who you want to be. Then you got to go to it. Come to it. Come to it. Go get it. That's an invitation, family. That's an invitation from your heaven. Become heaven. Don't be afraid of that, though. Don't be afraid. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, and look, man, you ain't gonna have to climb no mountains without rope, G. I mean, you know, my God, we talking about your life. We should enjoy building our heavens, man. You know, I enjoy swimming. I love swimming. I don't approach the pool with a bad attitude. Cause I want to be there. Cause I love swimming. I love the fact that you can swim and get a good workout in, and it's joint pain free, family. I love swimming. Water is good for your body. You know, you get a full body exercise in the pool. You understand? So you can't approach building your life and building your heaven like it's a burden. And you got to be excited about building your life. What a great opportunity. It's like you building, it's like you don't have to play the lottery. We really don't. We really don't have to play the lottery, because our heaven is our lottery ticket. What we build and what we design in our heaven is going to give us everything that the lottery ticket is supposed to give us. You're very fortunate if you pay $5 and win $52 million. God, dog, please. You're talking about the numbers, but which one is, what do you think is more of in this society? Let me just ask you. What do you think is more of in this society? Do you think it's more lottery winners in this society? I'm talking about, you know, that they earn that wealth, man, they going to get it. You know, if we go talk to the wealthy people, do you think we're going to talk to people that got this wealth and invested it because of lottery ticket winnings? Or are we going to talk to people who are self-made, that had that discipline, got to work, had to study, had to work hard, had to learn the game? Everybody is self-made, family. Life ain't about lottery tickets. Lottery tickets are rare. I'm talking about the big money. That's rare. That's rare, family. That lottery is one of the biggest hustles out here. You want to pay small and win big. When all you got to do is prepare right and succeed big. That's your lottery ticket right there, family. That's your lottery ticket right there. Your work ethic builds your lottery ticket. Your heaven will get you your lottery ticket, family. You are without limits. Family, we are without limits, right? And don't look out the window and be like, oh God, my neighborhood. Oh Jesus. Oh, don't look throughout your house. We are without limits, right? Due to the fact that we have a heaven. And if we build and develop our heaven, we can change the neighborhood we live in. Or even we can move, or we can get out there and change the neighborhood we in. When we got our heaven in order, when we got that right, our home can look the way we want it to look. I'm talking about your home, family. That's your mama house you might be in right now. Or you might be living over here. Or you might say, man, I can't, this is my first apartment, man. My God, man. You know, man, I could damn near hear the person breathe next door. You know what I'm saying? But family, your heaven is what's going to take you from that apartment. You could be in school right now. Your heaven is what's going to help you pass those classes. Because what you're thinking about is what you want to become. You're thinking about your degree right now, right? But another thing that you need to be working on, young person, is you need, in a society that we live in today with so much opportunity where you can make money online and over here and get an Amazon job and do this at night. In the opportunity that you have, young person, and to generate money right now, you can start a sandwich shop out of your dorm room if you smooth enough, if you hungry enough for it. If you can cut hair, you need to cut everybody hair on this side of campus. On Friday nights, your bathroom full on the dorms. That's why you got to hurry up and get out of the dorms so you can get your apartment, because you can easily pay that rent, because you be having like 10 heads coming through for $10. And if you do it, if you cut hair two, three, four, five days a week, you know, you add the numbers up. You need to be hustling. And I ain't talking about hustling and dope. You know, hustling has become a street term. You know, like hustling, you know, man, I'm out here with these bags in my bucket, man, and I'm out here bopping, and you know what I'm saying? I got thang under the rock over there. I mean, you know, Rick Ross make a song, and now hustling belong to the Dope Boys, huh? There was a baseball player by the name of Pete Rose, and they called him Charlie Hustle. And they called that boy Charlie Hustle. In baseball, when you get a walk, you know, most guys get they walk four balls. Used to be back in the day, they throw four pitches out of the strike zone. You get a walk. And most guys would trot down to first base after they got they walk. Not Charlie Hustle. He'll get his walk and would sprint to first base. Now, I ain't acting like he was trying to run out a grounder, but he would move down the line. And he would slide head first. And he was always playing hard. That's why they called him Charlie Hustle. Because out there, he gave everything he had. And he wasn't selling dope. He wasn't killing nobody. He was just working as hard as he can work. Because in his heaven, he left it on, if he wanted to work and go as hard as he can go, he left it on the field each and every time. He played with his heart out each and every minute that he was out there playing. And that's the same thing you can do, family. Each and every minute that you live in, each and every day, family, which is a blessing and a gift from God. When we get this opportunity each and every day to live, family, what we need to be focused on is building a heaven that will give us a visual heaven around us. If that's what you want.
building us a heaven that will get us the relationship we're looking for, building us a heaven to become a better parent and engage in our children more, to build a better heaven, to become a better student in school, to build a better heaven, to be a better person, to build a better heaven, to be a better leader, to build a better heaven, to be a better people, where we working together and we building our overall heaven for our people. See, when a group of people come together and say, this is the direction we going, you know, and it's like everybody expecting like 42 people to come together at one time to be like, yo, we about to change the game. Man, you get you a village, man. You get you a village where the village comes together and builds their heaven. Man, a village can be your family. A village can be your tutoring program. A village can be your robotics program. A village. A village. A village. A village. A village. A village heaven. Where we're working together. Where we're controlling our children's education. Where crime is down. And employment is up. Matter of fact, black businesses are up. Matter of fact, it's only black businesses in the black community. Oh, Mo, what you talking about, man? That ain't gonna never happen. Why not? Why not? Why are you talking about what ain't gonna happen and I'm talking about heaven? Heaven becomes what we choose for it to become when we're talking about our heaven, right? Our heaven is not looking for approval of others and, you know, oh, okay. No, our heaven is created by our efforts. Our heaven is created by our version of Charlie Hustles. Our heaven is created because it's a bunch of Charlie Hustles up there going to get it with every minute, every breath they take. Every breath, every thought, every movement. Now, of course, you got to go to your mama's birthday party and your wife got to love you. And you know what I'm saying? You got to give five on the dog side to your man. And, you know, you still got to go to the report card pickup. But everybody understand that, hey, man, we a village and this is how we move it. We breathe it. It's ingrained in our children. That's what our village heaven is like. Brothers and sisters, we have the capabilities and abilities to have our individual heavens, and then we have the capability as a people to have our village heaven, brothers and sisters. And what we have to do is we have to know that and believe that, because it all starts in your heaven. See, brothers and sisters, when we start thinking like that, when we get out of the mindset of letting somebody else draw our picture for us, because see, that's how heaven has been presented to us, and I ain't mad at nobody over there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not coming against nothing. You know what I'm saying? My little sister just invited me to church on Sunday. I might go. And the reason I'm going is not to go hear about their heaven. I'm going to spend time with my nieces and nephews, my sister, my brother. I want my niece to be able to look at her Uncle Mo and be like, man, I remember going to church with my Uncle Mo. Because my sister and brother, they go to church. So church is significant in that family. So to connect with my nieces and nephews, you got to make moves in the present that's going to impact the future. It's just that simple. Praise God for victory. But brothers and sisters, victory is created in our heavens first. And our heavens are our brains, are our minds. So brothers and sisters, when we begin to change our mind. Change our mind. And you know, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to do it willingly instead of being made to do it. You know, sometimes the creator can get nasty with you because you're not getting the message. So then he might have to put some pause on you. But instead of getting the pause put on us, brothers and sisters, let's do it willingly. Willingly. Just start changing your mind. Change your mind about how you view yourself. Change your mind about how you view your situation. Change your mind how you view your circumstances. Change your mind about how you're dealing with your future and how you view your future. And I hear some of y'all saying, man, Mo, my man, Mo, hey, man, my stuff's effed up. I don't know what you're talking about. I owe money to everybody. I'm in debt. You know, family, I had a homeboy, man. He was always talking about his bills. I mean, man. My man would walk around with mail in his hand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude, man, was just always stressing. My man died of a heart attack a year ago. You know, and I ain't gonna act like, oh, you know, they say they're stressing, you know. But he stayed isolated. He kept his mind, he kept his heaven on bills and debt. And died in the same apartment he grew up in. Died in the same living room that he opened Christmas gifts in. Brothers and sisters, we can't live our life with our head in the gauntlet. We can't live our life waiting for our head to get chopped off. We can't live our life under the burden of this man's world and his dead and this what he gonna do to me and this, that, and the third, and he gonna throw me in jail. He gonna cut off my... Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Just because you in debt, that don't mean they can cut off your oxygen. Just because you in debt don't mean they can control your thought process. You are not your debt. You are not your credit score. You're not. See, brothers and sisters, when you operating with a heaven that was created for you, when you operating with a heaven like, oh my God, I can't wait to get there, you don't feel that you can live that euphoric feeling. You don't feel that you can get that. You don't feel that you can live that every day. You got to wait till you die to feel good. What that sound like? We don't know what you're going to feel like after you die. Damn it, feel good now. Now. Today. This year. This month. The next 2 years. Start building your heaven up, family. And stop worrying about how you're going to get out of debt. You're going to get out of debt by empowering your heaven and building your heaven correctly. That's how you're going to get out of debt. You're going to improve your credit score because you're going to focus on building the dream that you want to live, family. You're going to get your focus right, family. And family, you might got a 4-year plan. You might have had to look at it 4 years. And my nigga, you going to be happy to be alive in 4 years. No question about it. So if you're going to know you a plan on being alive in 4 years, hey, man, you can put them same 4 years in to improve your life. So when you get to that fourth year, you didn't, your heaven is not reality. Because you didn't put that work in. Because you didn't put that work in. Because you didn't put that work in. You didn't stop working within them 4 years. You was at one place. You was sleeping on your homeboy mama couch. You know what I'm saying? You know, he got cussed out for you being able to stay there, but he took the cuss out for you. So you on your boy's couch, but then you started building your mansion. You understand what I'm saying? And 4 years later, you turning the key on your house. That can happen in 4 years, family. If you build your heaven right. That can happen in 4 years, family. If you build your heaven right. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Because you are the builders of your heaven. That's how powerful you are. You're the painter of your picture. That's how powerful you are. Brothers and sisters, let's be encouraged that victory is ours. Victory is our heaven. Be encouraged that you can win. And no one can defeat you. Only you can lose. No one can defeat you, but only you can lose. And the only way you lose, family, is if you stay a loser, if you stay down, if you stay in the same place, if you stay with the same mindset, if you stay around the same people, if you stay around people that talk down to you, if you keep saying the same thing, if you keep thinking the same way, there is no way for you to change. For your change to come, you got to understand who you're going to be. And then you got to get to it. It's just that simple. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And I want to say thank you for listening to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And I want to say thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?